We're back, everybody.
We're back. Hi, everyone. How have you been? What's the latest with you?
Oh, I thought you were talking to everyone else.
No, I mean, they can't respond. Only you can respond. So how's the cafe going?
You love my merch.
You are so shameless plugging with the merch, and I love it.
What do you mean?
I think it's very sweet.
What do you mean? What are you saying, Jen?
I think it's very sweet. I feel like when I do it, it's kind of cringe, but like you pull it off.
You know what? It's because it's comfortable.
It's fair.
I love this hat. And I love the shirt.
For
it
four
feels
installments.
Good.
Just at the crawl screen at the bottom.
Yeah, but the cafe is going really well. It's a small town, but it's also kind of becoming a destination place for people to come.
Oh, Pine Mountain.
You can take a photo
was
with
I
the Bigfoot.
To say that or not?
Yeah, Pine Mountain, California. Come on down.
Come on down.
9.95.
Neuter your pets, kids, and come on down.
And I've said this before, but one of the reasons why we did it is because Yulia, my wife, wanted to always be a florist, and she makes arrangements,
yeah,
fresh flowers,
dried
flowers. It's coming together. I never thought I would say I own a cafe, let alone the Bigfoot Cafe.
Now
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And by the way,
that's
every
really cool.
Fucking person has a Bigfoot story. Every person
What's
has
your
some
Bigfoot story.
Well, I've put together a cafe. That's my Bigfoot story.
Okay.
But like we're talking to the gas guy and he's like, so I had a Bigfoot sighting one time and the guy who hooked up my internet was talking about how he went to, there's a place, the Bigfoot Highway or something.
Okay.
And he went there and—
Because you know that's where Bigfoot's going to be, waving at his highway.
Well, I mean, there's so many sightings there. I watch all the shows. There's like a— they used computer technology to find out how many sightings were in certain areas, and then they went to those areas.
Okay.
You know?
Did they find anything, or was it one of those shows where they're like, "Well, look at that," and then they cut to commercial, and then they come back, and you're like, "Oh, it was nothing."
Yeah, most all Bigfoot shows don't show the Bigfoot, but
yeah, it's a lot of searching and then finding nothing.
Recently in Colorado, there was a train. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a train going by, and there was— but they saw a Bigfoot, and as soon as the creature crouched down so you couldn't see him.
You're going to have to say, I don't know. I'm a bit of a skeptic.
Oh, really?
You're such an asshole. I'm a bit of a skeptic. So I don't know if I buy Bigfoot. Like aliens, I believe in, because I think it's,
okay,
I think it's
careful.
Egotistical.
Be careful, because Yulia is going to get very unhappy if you deny Bigfoot.
I'm not denying Bigfoot. I just don't know if I believe in it.
Wow.
It's like the Loch Ness Monster.
Check, please.
I just don't know if I believe in it. Like I said, I believe in alien. I mean, they've said that's true now, but I just don't. I don't know. The fact that there's this humanoid creature and nobody's been able to find it and all this kind of stuff. Like deep sea shit, I buy that because there's so much of the sea we haven't explored. But like, come on.
I'm going to pay the editors to cut all that out.
Yes,
Loch Ness is not true. And I watched a whole documentary and that one famous picture. Well, it was a wake. It was, they were able to recreate it exactly what it was. So, and the Macruder film of Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, it's funny because those two guys, they had a fight and they stopped talking, the two of them, which is very interesting to me. Hmm. You know, I mean, if you're going to pull off one of the most elaborate hoaxes ever,
yeah,
you know. All right, this is not the Bigfoot show, it's the Wizards of Waverly Pod show. Welcome back, everybody.
Okay, so this week we're doing season one, episode 19, Alex's Spring Fling. This episode originally aired on July 20th, 2008. A brief summary. Let's just get into the whole episode. We've already talked about Bigfoot.
Can I just tell everybody something?
Yeah.
I'm not in this fucking episode because I was a 10 out of 13. Disney.
You've explained this so many times.
But it's interesting because later on it was different, but I'd never seen this episode. I'd never seen this one.
This is what I'm talking about, is the episodes you're not in because... Especially,
you're like, who gives a shit?
No, it's not that, because I like to see what you guys were doing, and I liked hearing about like coming back the next week and hearing about like what I missed and stuff like that. And sure, there's a bit of FOMO, but like
what is FOMO?
Fear of missing out.
Ah, yeah, I have a lot of FOMO.
But I think it was more of just I just didn't watch the show when it was on television. I watched it on playback when we were shooting, and so if I didn't see the playback, I didn't see it.
Right.
You know. So is it the same thing with you?
No. You know what? I wanted to direct. So it's possible that I actually went in there and watched the filming and, you know, what I was doing was camera blocking everything prior to, you know, doing it. So I wanted to learn as much as I could.
Well, that's like me in school. There was a lot of sets of episodes I wasn't in because I was banking school hours. So I was around. Right. I just, you know, wasn't there. But this week
it didn't feel good. Yeah. It did not feel good not to be in the episode, you know, and then David Henry just took over my position where he's teaching Jake.
Yeah.
You know, which is interesting.
He's prepared like a wizard's training review and they start with a Murrieta and a Mana spell, which is named after Peter Murrieta. And he's taking advantage of being left in charge while Jerry and Teresa are gone because being the authority figure is fun, according to Justin.
It is. Sorry I interrupted you, but I will tell you a quick story about siblings being left in control.
Oh, you and your brothers. I can't even.
Yeah, my older brother, Peter. Mm-hmm. And when I imitate him, I talk, this is Peter. It's like, Peter, I'm sorry that I talk like this when I talk about it. And then this is me imitating Peter imitating me. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
That's valid.
Peter, you're welcome. Jen agrees. Okay.
I agree. But you also just imitated yourself, which I feel like is...
No, I imitated someone imitating me. I don't think I'm that crazy, but I am.
So meta. Sometimes, like once you've had your coffee and you've got like caffeine and you're energetic.
I have a lot of coffee today already. I'm already sweaty, Betty. Okay, so my parents went out of town. My brother is 5 years older than me. He's 17. And he loved to really fuck with me and my brother. So what he did was... He would wake you up with a pillow. He would beat you at 1 a.m. He would beat you up with a pillow. And you'd be like, what is going on? You could look for the light switch.
Oh,
and then he had cut the power to the house. And then he would get his BB gun. And he would go, run. And then he would hunt me. Hunt me down.
So this is like the perfect game as a child.
Yeah, I was like, why, mom, dad, help?
Or is that what it's called? Like when people hunt people, is it the perfect game or is it most dangerous game where you like hunt people?
Yeah, I don't know.
What a weird reference.
One time I retaliated and I had a little hand BB gun. Now you would only pump it once so that you wouldn't break the skin, hopefully. But he shot me about 1 inch away from the family jewels. And then I was like, fuck you. And I pumped my gun a lot and I ran down and I shot him. I tried to shoot him down the hallway, but I shot the chandelier.
Yeah.
And they made a little hole. So we just
told me this. Yeah, and they were like, what's that?
Well, my dad came home and nothing happened bad. But then 2 weeks later, it shattered. And then my dad was like, why is there a BB in here? What is happening?
My brother, he used to do this thing. I'm not gonna. Well, no, I'm not. I don't want to embarrass him. But he had.
Are you sure, Jen?
Yeah, I no. He doesn't. Yeah, he gets mad at me when I post like Throwback Thursday pictures with him in it. It was basically. I think he had flushed like put one of my like favorite stuffed animals in the toilet or something well, like a very brotherly thing. So I had this like huge rock that I thought was a dinosaur egg when I was a kid. It was like this big, super fucking heavy, and I just like. Dropped it accidentally on his foot and he lost his like big toenail. So that was my retaliation.
But forever? It never grew back?
Oh, no, of course it grew back.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, no, I wouldn't be like, this is a funny story. He doesn't have a toe. Like,
well, nail. I had a toenail that went away that I,
forever?
That I lost. No. It grew back and it was terrible.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of gross, but. It never really recuperated.
Can we just talk about
Wizards of Waverly Place?
10 minutes in, and we've talked about Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, and losing toenails. What is happening in our brains right now? We're a little funky today, guys.
I don't know exactly, but
okay. Back to the episode.
You know why? Because I wasn't in the episode. Fuck you, Disney.
David just doesn't give a shit.
Going to the synopsis. Okay, here we go.
Alex meets Riley at the spring fling on Waverly Place, and she catches him staring at another girl and accuses her of getting jealous.
Dick.
Well, have you ever gotten jealous or had somebody be jealous?
Yeah. You know what? I think one of the wonderful things about my relationship with Yulia is I'm not jealous. She's not jealous. It's just but there. Just
trust.
I had a lot of fucking jealousy in the past. With the people.
You were jealous or other people were jealous?
Both.
Okay.
My first girlfriend cheated on me.
Fine.
With my best friend.
Yeah.
And I'm already getting sad. It was very interesting because he came over to my house the next day and he was like, oh my God, I'm getting emotional. He said, David, this is what happened and I'm really sorry and I apologize. And mm-hmm. I was like, well, I'm glad you told me and fuck you or whatever, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, at least he owned up to it though. I'm not like he was in the wrong still and it's still hurtful, but I have to say like in an age where accountability is few and far between, it's nice that he was like, look, I fucked up. I made a mistake. I'm coming straight to the source.
And we're still friends and we stayed friends.
That was probably the reason I would imagine.
I stayed friends with her as well. But it really hurt, you know? Yeah. And then, but of course I call her and I'm like, hey, where were you last night? I was with my sister doing whatever. And I was like, are you sure you weren't in the backseat of so-and-so's car fucking him? And I was like furious. So that clearly, the way I just said that, it still lives in me.
Yeah.
It's still, I don't like being cheated on.
And, I get it.
My ex-wife cheated on me. Another girlfriend cheated on me. There's so much cheating that you're like, why?
It's betrayal. It's betrayal. It's lack of respect. It's lack of respect for like the dynamic that you had. I mean, I've had pretty much every boyfriend I've had other than like maybe two cheated on me. So one guy, I was impressed. He cheated on me with 10. I was one of 10.
Oh my God.
And I'm like,
honestly. He was dating like 10
people? Yeah, he was dating 10 girls. And I was like, and he had a different girl in every city. That's what it was.
But you guys were exclusive.
Obviously not. Whatever the opposite of exclusive is. Yeah. He gave me that illusion. We never had that. It was a younger 20s relationship. So like I wasn't with it enough to be able to be like, we need to have this conversation.
Right.
But yeah, he was dating like 10 people at the same time. And it, honestly, I couldn't even be pissed. I was impressed with like the stamina. Scheduling.
Jesus,
the stamina, the scheduling, he's, all of it. I was like, this is impressive.
Sister wives.
He's yes. But then he got fat. So karma sucks.
I was just going to say, I hate Cody. If anybody watches Sister Wives, Sister Wives.
Yeah, this is like a weird, like negative turn. This is a weird episode.
But we're talking about relationships.
Yeah,
and I will go back to the episode with this. The actor who played Riley, mm-hmm. Looks totally different to me. I think he's wearing a wig or something. You know,
What it reminds me of? That one meme of Nicolas Cage, Incy. Where his hair is like an eagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it reminds me of. That's what his wig, I don't know why this is the motion, but like, that's what the wig reminds me of.
Was that like when he was in, Raising Arizona? No.
No, I think it's later. It's like a candid shot of him and somebody has superimposed an eagle as his hairline because you know, his hair does that. Like,
yeah.
So I'll send it to you.
I think he has a wig. Most actors, I mean, Burt Reynolds had a wig. Burt Reynolds is an actor. That was from a long time ago, everybody. But he had a wig.
Yeah.
I mean, and good wigs until they look like, you know, wigs or whatever. But
it's like the actors that disappear and all of a sudden they have a full head of hair.
Well, Bruce, yeah.
Like, I think like Jude Law was one of them where he like went away and he kind of was like thinning and then all of a sudden ever since he's had this gorgeous head of hair. Yeah. And you're like, okay.
Well, Bruce Willis shaved his hair and he has pulled it off.
I wish dad would do that.
I wish
because my dad is still doing the comb over and like it's just bad. I love him, but yeah, he won't let go of the his like whatever that is.
Well, it's the remainder of your hair.
Yeah, but like acknowledge the fact that like this, if you have to wet it and do like this motion, it's not going to work.
Well, Bruce Willis has a good shaped head. My head in the very back is very flat. And if you're listening to this, go to YouTube and watch it.
I never thought about like guys having to think about their head.
Oh my God, I have like four pieces of hair at the very top. Mm-hmm. And when Haywood, who cuts my hair for 25 years, thank you very much, loyalty, I'm like, be careful, I only have four hairs in here, you know?
Okay, so Riley not liking Alex constantly being jealous breaks up with her. And then Max tries to practice the Marietta Animata spell on one of Justin's prize action figures, Calico Woman, which she comes back later, so. Justin gets upset at Max taking her out of the box because she and Manboy need to be in mint condition to sell them on the internet. Then we're back on Waverly Place. That was like, you know how they like come back between the A storyline and the B storyline? Yeah. Harper is consoling Alex on Waverly Place about her newfound breakup. And they come across a couple where the guy asks Alex out, like when he's literally standing with the girl.
And he reminded me of another actor boyfriend, which I'm now forgetting, but he turned into a chef. We talked about him a long time ago, but I want to say Brian or something.
It was WizTech guy.
Yes.
The guy from WizTech. Sorry, WizTech guy. It's terrible. But the girl that he was with was Dallas Lovato, which is Demi Lovato's sister.
Really? And I didn't know that.
She played Justin's love interest in the pilot.
Oh,
yeah. So God. I remember it now, but I totally forgot that they had snuck her in. Because Chelsea Staub and Dallas Lovato were like the love interest girls in the pilot.
That is so, I did not know that.
I totally forgot it until I saw it. I was like, oh my God, yeah, of course, that we brought her back for that one little thing.
That's so funny.
So it's just like a fun little.
Well, also it's very interesting too, because when Riley breaks up with Alex, mm-hmm. it's weird for me to say, because my oldest daughter's name is Riley, but mm-hmm.
Well, this is his last episode. He never shows up again, so you never have to say it again. Brian, I think his name is.
He literally just, in front of her, he's like, I'm breaking up with you. It's over. And then the other guy asks Alex out.
In front of
them. And then the girlfriend's like, we're dating.
We're literally,
and
he's like, on a date.
I wanted to talk to you. He sounds like my brother.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about that or whatever. But it just is interesting that, I mean, it's weird that they did it right there. I guess storyline, you had to.
Yeah,
but I mean, that's kind of a bigger.
We had 22 minutes. Like, we kind of had to like move it quickly. Right. But yeah, that's a bigger conversation rather than just like, I'm done. But also, it's a very high school relationship thing, right? To be like, it's Tuesday, I'm over you.
Right.
Right? You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there wasn't a lot of thought.
Do you remember this episode, like shooting it, being there?
I remember bits and pieces.
And so clearly I don't remember this episode because I wasn't in it.
All right.
Disney.
But your bitter pill, baby.
Delicious. but do you remember the actual shooting of this? Do you remember this?
I remember bits and pieces.
Okay.
Like, I remember the penguin run. Mm. I remember Manny's run. A lot of the running I remember, because I remember Manny's run. It also...
Yeah, there's like Wizard's montage of running.
We'll get there. But he walks normal. He's a little stiff, because I remember talking to the actor at the time about like how he was doing this and loving what he was doing. And he was a little stiff when he walked, but he didn't have this like weird like mannequin run that he does later, which I loved. It just wasn't consistent, which made me crazy.
He did a good job of being an inanimate object.
Yeah.
And then now being animated, but not knowing exactly what's going on. He did a good job.
No, he did a great job with it. So she's, and that's kind of where we're jumping ahead, but that's what we do. So Alex gets the idea to make Riley jealous with another guy so that way he can see
that. Have you done that?
Not intentionally, I don't think. I think I've tried and failed. I'll be perfectly honest. I think there's been a couple times where I'm like, I'm going to make him so jealous. And he's just like, whatever. Which is fine. That's a super juvenile thing to do. And I did it in my like early 20s. I'm also very unaware sometimes of like if somebody's jealous or if somebody likes me. Like, I just can be really aloof when it comes to that kind of thing.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's something that like, because a friend of mine just said the other day, she's like, I think he likes you or something. And I was like, what? What are you talking about? We're just friends. And like we were talking about in a previous episode about how, you know, when you don't know it's a date or like if you're hanging out or like you're just not aware. That's me sometimes too, because I just don't pick up on those cues as well. But she's like, yeah, he always brings you up. He always wants to talk about you. So I think he likes you. And I'm like, maybe.
Was this recently? And did you check in with him?
I'm not into it.
You're not into
him? Yeah, I'm
so
not into it. So it's kind of.
But is he a friend in your friend circle that you're?
Yeah. Wait.
By the way, that noise is me just saying, let's move on.
No. But yeah, like he's a friend-ish, you know, but anyway.
I don't remember ever trying to make someone jealous. I don't remember doing that. That's not something that I.
It's one of those things. Like, yeah, it's. I'm not going to say it's a skill, because I don't think it's a good thing to do, obviously. But like, there's some people that really have the wherewithal of like getting people's attention or like doing that kind of thing. And I think I'm kind of clueless when it comes to that. See, I'm clueless about using a mic. I'm clueless about dating.
But there is. I have admittedly done a little that stupid like. In the beginning, I'm going to wait the 3 days so that she thinks about me and then she went, you know what I mean? That little, like, I'm not available. Although,
it's so stupid.
When I first
like
divorced,
you said before, we should just, if you like somebody, tell them you like them. Like,
yeah. I mean, this is a little while ago when I was, you know, I thought I knew what I was doing dating wise, but
no one knows what they're doing.
Yeah. I was just going to say stupid stuff. Like, when I divorced, I was a dad for a week, and then I was single for a week, and I had never been single as a grown up.
Yeah. And that had to have been a weird adjustment.
Well, it was weird because sometimes I'd come home. Sometimes I'd come home and I'd be like, I'm alone. Oh. You can't say hi to anybody who's not there, you know.
Yeah. That's me every day.
Your cats are there.
That's true. And they'll eat my face when I go.
But it was interesting. I'll just say this really quick. I had been married right after, because I had Riley when I was 21. So I didn't get married until I was 23. But I had been right into my family, and then I went into my new family.
I know a lot of people that do that, though.
And I never got the, like, I'm a single guy and I'm only going to talk about me thing. Mm. So when I was now single as an adult, I would go out and I would listen to a woman, then communicate with her and talk about stuff. And actually, when I went out on some dates, they were like, you listened to what I said and responded. You know what I mean? It's like, I was like, what the fuck are these guys out here doing? Just talking about themselves.
Well,
the
when
whole
you
time.
Said the guys that are like only into themselves, because I love like a, I'm super independent. So I love somebody that's the same way, because I like to go do my thing and you go do your thing and then we share and meet in the middle.
Yeah, right? Which is great.
Which is healthy. My problem is I love a broken bird who's really independent. So much so that like it's a survival instinct where they have to take care of themselves first because they've had some like weird childhood trauma.
Right.
Therapy. I digress. No, but I'm just saying it because I've found that when you find somebody that's in like fight or flight mode, and they have had to be from an early age, and for some reason, a lot of my early relationships were that, is they can't make space for someone else because they're so busy and they're so used to being so focused on themselves and not making room for another person because that's all they've ever known.
Right.
And so they've never, it's a skill and they haven't learned that skill. Yeah. And it's just crazy to me how some people can get to 30s, 40s, you know, older ages, 51s, and they still haven't figured that out, you know? Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So Alex gets the idea to make Riley jealous. They're cruising for a new dude. She gets to use the Mirianna Animalis spell to make a mannequin she sees in the window come to life to act as her new boyfriend, Mannykin. Get it?
Clever.
And then Alex's plan is working. Riley sees her with Manny, and he starts to get jealous. They do a whole, like, peeking over the stuff montage.
And they really, Victor and Guy, I'm not sure if Victor directed this one. Do you have that? Or
no, I don't have that one.
They really utilized the backspace of
Waverly Place.
Yeah, they maybe brought in different facades and did some extra set stuff. But it was one of the only episodes where you have that much activity on the street, you know?
No, we had a lot of activity.
No, but I mean, like, other. I think they built another with the later, dunk tank and everything.
Yeah. They opened it up because usually it was just shot down into Waverly Place rather than forward. I don't think we got a ton in that forward, like past the stoop going into the sub shop. Mm-hmm. I don't think we ever filmed a bunch out there, which they did with the dunk tank. So Riley decides that he wants to get back together with Alex.
Whatever, Riley.
Which is just like such fickle high school relationships. After experiencing what jealousy is like, so he understands what she was going through. But little problem, Manny's fallen in love with Alex, and apparently, which they never said this in the original episode with Mirianna and Amanda.
Interrupting because apparently he doesn't have any genitalia because he's a mannequin.
I didn't think about that because it's a children's show.
I'm sorry. Go on. I apologize for interrupting.
No, but apparently, so whenever what you animate develops emotions, you can't turn it back.
Oh, right.
Right? Like, that was a thing. That was a caveat they never talked about in the original episode with Mirianna Animata.
Yeah.
So if it develops emotions, you can't reverse the spell. So Alex can't turn Manny back into a mannequin.
They, in Mirianna Animata, the first one, it was if they're animated too long, they can stay that way.
I know. This is one of those, we're going to lean the rules of the spell to the episode.
Right. But that's what it was, right?
Yeah, I think so. I believe so. I'm sure the fans will know and they'll confirm or deny. Yeah, so she can't turn Manny back and he's obsessed with her. So like her and Riley are trying to go on dates. They have another like date montage and he's just constantly coming up with flowers and coming up to talk to her.
He became a little bit of a stalker.
He became a little bit of a Manny stalker.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a Mannykin. So Alex decides to make Manny fall in love with Justin's calico woman. See how it all is coming together? Doll so that he will leave her alone. And I also love that when you want to animate an object, they like added an addendum to the spell where you just say grande. So Murrieta, Anamata, Calico Woman, Grande. Like it just, it sounds like everyone's related to like Ariana Grande or something. It just makes me laugh.
So was that supposed to be Josie and the Pussycats?
I think that was supposed to be Catwoman.
Oh, Catwoman. Okay. Yeah, it was a little bite on that, right?
Yeah, it was like a little bite on Catwoman because it's Calico Woman.
That actress has, toward the end of the episode, she has a real big, you know, like, why? You know, our sound guy just went, no.
Honestly, why? But he also said why.
I liked that. I thought she did
both
a good
of them
job.
Were so strong. Yeah. Like they were, it was over the top, ridiculous characters, right? But the only way to make that work is to lean into it and really commit to it. And they both did. They both committed so well that it made that come to life and be really funny.
Yes.
And so Riley finally gets fed up after this whole montage thing with Manny and still pursuing Alex. And so he goes after him. And this chase scene is so wonderfully absurd. Like it's the most absurdest thing ever. Manny, all of a sudden, like I mentioned, is running like a mannequin.
Right.
Riley grabs a scooter. Alex grabs a skateboard. And Justin, a tiny bicycle.
Yeah, like a little clown bicycle
that he stole
thing.
From a clown right. On Waverly Place because they're having the Spring Fling Festival.
Who was Jake's stand-in,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember his name.
I know. Joe. Was
yes.
it Joe?
Yeah. And he was also in the movies episode.
Yes. Yeah,
where he walked through
slowly
with a hairdryer and a see-through mask.
I love the Disney version of like a knife is a hairdryer.
Yeah.
Anyway. Different episode. So Riley finally catches up to Manny, who runs to the Spring Fling dunk tank, which you mentioned, and dunks him and turns him back into a mannequin. And apparently, this is another addendum to Murrieta Animata that didn't exist before. Water can reverse it. So if you get an emotion, you can't turn him back, but just throw some water on him.
And I've talked about this before, like in the magic world or in science fiction stuff.
Yeah.
You're like, we have a problem. We can't solve it. Oh, there's the solve, you know?
And it's like such an easy, simple thing. Like, why wouldn't that be the thing that Jerry teaches? Of like, hey, remember, if what you animate gets emotions, all you have to do is throw water on it.
You know what I thought when you said Jerry T? I was like, I probably did teach, and they weren't fucking paying attention.
Probably.
I started thinking like Jerry Russo.
Yeah, I know. It's weird how you like tap back
in. I'm hungry
that.
Now.
That cost how much? But yeah, so they go to dunk him, and water can reverse spells. Alex and Justin play it off as Manny's being a magician because they dunk him, and because he gets put into this vat of water, he goes into just pieces of a mannequin. And I think this is the part that you're talking about with Calico Woman.
Yeah,
going,
where she's like, no!
Yeah. I backed up from the mic for sound and for everyone's ears. And then Calico Woman, they play her off as like his magical assistant or something.
Right.
And I also, Justin has this whole conversation with Calico Woman where he's saying, you're going to go back in the box. This is the thing that I don't understand about all like the caveats to the spell is if she still had feelings, can he reverse it or does he just throw water on her to get her back in the box?
I don't know.
Am I overthinking this?
I think if she did have feelings in my mind to justify this, I would say if she goes back in the box and becomes a mannequin again, those feelings have gone away.
No, but I'm saying she can't turn her back into a action figure because she has feelings. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. So,
does he just put water on her?
Puts water on her and then puts her back in the box.
Yeah, like what? I feel like I'm guinea pigging this. Like, you know where you were overthinking the guinea pig episode? But like, I feel like, yeah, it just doesn't make sense to me. Where I'm like, but you can't unturn her unless you dunk her in the dunk tank as well.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm overthinking it. But yeah, I guess water solves everything. Yeah. Just add water.
I just was thinking that in the box, you know, like if I had held on to just a few Star Wars action figures in the box,
yeah,
I'd be a fucking millionaire.
Yeah.
You know, like a couple of those are worth, not $1 million, but you know, like, would you say you're not doing too bad?
Yeah, I said you're not doing too bad.
No,
okay.
I'm not, Jen. What's that? A hat? No, I'm kidding.
Okay, now that you've learned it, you've got to stop.
The back in the box thing that if, the action figure thing. In this episode, David's looking at it. I love this about David. I don't know if he came up with this or scripted or whatever, but he's got these like magnifying glasses to look at it. He's like, it's got to be pristine, you know?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. He always.
But collectors have stuff like that.
Yes. Just this idea of keeping something in mint condition. Did you have anything when you were younger that would have been worth something now? If you held on to it?
I think we tried and failed on it.
Oh, Beanie Babies or something?
I was a Beanie Babies generation. But I did this weird thing where I drew eyelashes on all of them. I don't know why.
You ruined them.
I ruined them. I took the tags off and I drew eyelashes on 99% of them for some reason. Why they needed eyelashes, I don't know.
Well, it's interesting because this isn't Toy Story, but yeah. most little boys would take their action figures and burn them.
Yeah.
You know, they'd be like, you know, and then that kind of stuff. So most of my
girls too. I mean, children are just destructive. I used to. In the tub when I was a kid, I used to decapitate and then I did some weird shit with my Barbies where there was always, which makes sense why I love true crime now. I would decapitate them. I'd act like I was a sea monster that killed all of the Barbies and Kens.
Well, in Barbie, I don't remember her name, but from Saturday Night Live, she's the one that's in the
sleds. Oh, Kate McKinnon. All of my Barbies. All of the Barbies that I had. Because I wasn't really a Barbie girl. I wasn't like
neither
super.
Was I.
I wasn't super pink and fluffy and all that kind of stuff. And so I just murdered all of mine. I acted like I was some kind of monster and I was just like, oh no, mine.
My brother, Peter, his 5 years older than me, he got G.I. Joe was the size of the water bottle.
They were huge.
He was like a thing and it just was super cool. And then the action figures just got smaller.
Which is funny to me because I feel like as in the Tide Pod generation where we were swallowing everything, why did they get small? I feel like that was a choking hazard.
You couldn't, like a Star Wars figure, you couldn't really swallow that.
If you commit to something, you can stick it in any hole you want to.
Jennifer Stone, everybody.
What would you animate? He takes these questions so seriously.
Well, the first thought I was going to say is like a Star Wars action figure.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But then so from the Wizards movie, they made an action figure of David, Jake, Selena, and Marina. Did they make one of you? Because they left me out of that. And you. And I didn't become a fucking action figure. Disney. Yes. So I'm going to say
you're salty today.
The thing I would have animated is the action figure that doesn't exist of me from Wizards.
Okay.
Bitter much?
I mean, no, they made I think two of mine and I have one of them. So they didn't in production.
They made them and they were in Toys R Us or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I think.
I'm so bummed.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I did a show.
That's
called
weird.
Megas.
That they did Maria and they didn't do you. Like you would think that would be one that they would put together.
Yeah, but it was also the movie people. The movie people at Disney.
Yeah,
Channel
they were not
and
the
movie Disney people were the DCOMs. They were different.
I don't think it was the movie people because I was in the duck dress in mine. I was in the rubber ducky dress, which I wasn't wearing in the movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
weird. Well,
but
it's bullshit.
The other action
it's bullshit
figures,
either way.
Yeah,
it's
but the other, the one, them, they were from
these
the
These are
movie.
The most first world problems I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah,
I didn't get an action figure. I'm not, sorry, that was dickish. I'm sorry.
I did this cartoon show called Megas XLR where they had done
Megas XL, what?
Yeah, Megas was this robot that came
Wait,
from
say
the
title one more time.
Megas XLR. I played Coop.
That's
it
not
was
what
on Cartoon Network. But they made a prototype action figure.
Yeah. Did you get it?
I did get it, but they didn't make more because it only went two seasons.
Well, like I said, they sold two of Harper.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean?
So what would you animate?
Again, I always ask these questions and I don't have an answer.
First thing that pops into your head.
Blankness. That's what happens when people go on the spot.
You want to animate blankness?
No. The void. We're going to animate one.
It's a hard
object.
Question, right? What would
question.
You guys animate? You tell us.
Oh, I mean, I can't wait to see people's answers. Because I feel like the questions like this, I feel like you get to see the weird side of people, which is my favorite. What would I animate? Maybe a record or something. Oh, no. You know what I would animate? No. I know what I would animate. I would animate one of my 19 vintage pieces from the 1920s because I want to hear all the people it belonged to and the stories and all that kind of stuff. I would love that.
Yeah.
Or an old house, a Victorian house.
Did you ever see that old animated movie, Heavy Metal?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God, it's so good. If you guys haven't seen it, it's really cool. It's late 70s mm-hmm. kind of thing, and it's pretty trippy. And there's different kind of, it's not just one through line story. There's a couple kind of put together.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of characters in there that I'd like to animate. That's so wrong.
Mega Sex Alec LR or whatever. So like I mentioned, this is Brian Kubek, who played Riley. This is his last episode with his weird little Nicolas Cage hair.
What is going on with Brian now? We should find out.
I don't know. I don't know what's happening with Brian. Last time, I think I told you this, last time I ran into him was years ago at the Trader Joe's by my house, at the TJ's by my house.
It's interesting.
He was still just as granola as Brian ever was.
Did he continue acting? I guess we can go to his IMDb and look it up.
I don't think so. I don't think that he did. But yeah, I hope he's well.
Yeah. Whoever Brian Sorry, is. I interrupted you.
No. I was just going to say the other fun fact about this episode, I didn't realize that Max and Harper had never interacted before. And I guess this is the first episode where they actually are in scenes together and interact.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that something that you just realized? There's no fucking way. 19 episodes in?
Well, but think about it. I was always with Alex. I was always with Alex, and he was never really around.
Oh, and he wasn't at the school yet.
He wasn't at school yet.
Because he was too young.
Yeah, because he was too young. So he wasn't at Tribeca Prep.
Right.
And all my scenes were either in the school or with Alex. I had scenes close to him, like the scene at the baseball field. We were in the same baseball field, but we never had a scene where we were both in the same scene together until this episode. Right.
That's so interesting.
It's kind of funny.
It is funny. That's a fun fact.
Selena's a few months older than me.
14.
Yeah. So I was also 14. Because we were usually the same age until her birthday came around. And then she was like 6 months older than me or something.
Okay. And then David was 16, 17.
Yeah.
Right?
I think he was 17 by the time we started doing the show. But I'm not positive on that. Because I know he was not emancipated, but he had the
GED.
The GED test.
Right.
So that's why he didn't do school with us. I forget what the actual... It was the
education, general education
something.
Dick
degree. I think it's general education degree, but I'm not sure. But there was another name for it at the time. There was like a special like actor's degree, which basically just meant I tested out of school. You know?
Right, right. So that you didn't have to do school anymore. Mm-hmm.
This is why I remember that is because David on like the first day like came to come do school because like Linda, his mom, wanted to do school. And they were like, no, we didn't hire a teacher for you. We're not doing that. Because they also, it saves them money not having to pay people to teach. And
and
also saves them time because he doesn't have to bank school hours.
Right, of course.
Like, so they were like, you already offered this up. I had it too. I just didn't tell anybody.
Right.
I had it as well because I took the test and tested out. But my mom's like, we're only going to use it in our back pocket if it's down to like you and one other person
and then
to get the job.
Them.
And then if that's the deciding factor, if that's the deal breaker, we'll use that card. I never ended up having to use it.
That is, I'm glad.
Because
then,
yeah.
You know, you guys got to do school and together. Mm-hmm. And you know, I mean, there was two different teachers.
We had so many teachers. Yeah, different. We had so many teachers.
You ran them off, right?
No, it wasn't that. Well, the first teacher we had was Maura.
Mm-hmm. Who I worked with later.
Who's amazing. I worked with her.
And she was my brother Michael's teacher on a show did. Called One Big Family with Danny Thomas. Yeah.
She's done so many great projects. Her and Laura, who was our teacher later, but Maura we had for the first season and then she got another job. I think she's teaching on Young Sheldon now, but I love her. I'm still in contact with her. I love her. I met her when I was 11, 12.
You worked on something else with her?
Yeah, I worked on House with her. Ah. That's how I met her. And we actually stayed in her house. She went to do one of the Superman movies in Australia. And we stayed in her house and watched her dog Rex. He was the best dog.
Well, you have to tell her I said hi.
I will. And then we had Laura, who was amazing. Still in contact with her as well. She was towards the end of the show. We had Eva, that was Jake's teacher. And then we had one, Daphne. It was Daphne. Yeah. We butted heads with Daphne.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one we ran off.
Oh my God. That video. I don't know if it was just lunch or you
Daphne,
guys were in
we
school.
Were rough.
But you and Selena mm-hmm. doing like talking to the camera. And it was like back in the day when like, I mean, it was, what are you going to put that on YouTube or something?
Yeah.
Right?
YouTube was the thing at the time.
Oh, it's so
no,
funny.
There was.
But was that in school? Would you guys?
We did. So the one most people know, that one was in Puerto Rico.
Oh.
That was in Puerto Rico where we were supposed to be doing school hours and we were not. And part of the reason we ran Daphne off is she was very like on the letter, by the book, whatever. She didn't really meet us in the middle of like, hey, we're kids. And like, because what was hard is like when you're in high school as a regular person, not that we're not regular people, but
right.
not in a different setting. Set, yeah. Like on an actual high school is you have time to socialize and you have time to hang out. Well, we didn't. We were either working and had time to be kids between sets, or it was all school and she wanted us to just focus straight for the 3 hours, which no 15-year-old or 14-year-old is going to do that.
Right.
And then she also, like, she, I guess she thought we were, like, way younger. So she, like, didn't take into, so I don't know if she was used to teaching younger kids or what, but anyway, yeah, she hated my cursing. She was like super like Christian. So she was like, you know, Jesus doesn't like the stuff that comes out of your mouth when it's a curse. And I'm like, I love Jesus, but I cuss a little. You know what yeah. I mean?
Well, the whole thing.
So yeah, we just butted heads. It's just personality.
The cussing thing for me is we give those words pertinence.
Yeah.
You know, if cup was the same meaning as fuck, that, you know, you put it on there, it's like
there would be a lot of really bad mistakes.
Yeah, and it's how it's used.
I agree.
I could say mean things to you and not curse. I'd rather, you know, it and then you say curse words and it doesn't, you know, matter.
I realized later in life that I started, because I was like, why did I start cursing? Why do I curse like a sailor still to this day? And I realized that it was something that I did as a child to take away the veneer that I was a kid on sets. Cause I was always around adults. I hated being talked down to. I hated being condescended to. So I started cursing and that sort of like would take adults back and then they would treat me like an adult. So that was a tactic that I guess for some reason I adopted because I wanted to be a peer.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be, just the kid on set or whatever. And like cut out of things or like left out of conversations because they felt like I couldn't keep up.
Right.
Which is interesting, just kind of like looking back on that.
It's interesting how the relationship with your teachers and stuff, because, you know, you when you go to high school, you have like six different teachers doing mm-hmm. different things, but mm-hmm. you had one teacher doing all these different, yeah. you know.
Did you have a teacher that you found really formative when you were in school?
Oh my God, Mr. Stolper.
Isn't it funny how that history, name yeah, sticks with you?
He was my history teacher. He was a surfer and I loved history class. This was either eighth grade or ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And I used to, we'd talk about the Roman times or something. And I would always
men
ask.
Men in the fucking Roman
I know,
Empire.
What is that? Have you seen this?
Yes,
Fucking Yulia is filming me. And she's like, David, how often do you think about the Roman times? Yulia sounds like my brother Peter. And I'm like, I don't know, like.
Daily?
Well, every once in a while, you know, every other day or once a week. And she was like, what the fuck? Like, but there's a whole series on people, you know, being asked that. And some people are like all the time. And I realized what it is. The Romans back in the day or the Egyptian people, they mm-hmm. really figured out how to do shit clever ways.
Okay.
Like the way they built like a bridge or like pylons.
So it's like the printing press of people. It's like a really like impactful invention.
Well, it's interesting to me.
Like
They would build a moat or an empty moat and then they would build the pylons and then they would let the water go back in. And Jen is laughing at me, but it was interesting how they did that, how they do yeah. those things. So
see, I'm more partial to the Egyptians. I've always been fascinated by the
okay,
Egyptians.
Okay. So fuck the Romans.
They did. The Egyptians did.
What I meant was
Cleopatra.
That doesn't. It's more of a male thing to think about that.
I think the Roman Empire. I feel like is. I feel like there's a. This is an oversimplification, but I feel like there's a brainstem element to men, and right. I feel like there's a brainstem element in the fact that it's like, I hate you, I kill you. Like, you know what I mean? I like yeah. you, I fuck you. Like, there's just like this mindset of like, you have this instinct and you act on it, which is why like men die so much more than women. Because women stop and think about things. And I'm not saying, like I said, this is a vast oversimplification. People are way more nuanced than this, but in general,
right.
So I think that's why men like the Roman Empire is this really kind of carnal, rough, like acting on like emotions.
Impulse. Yeah. And if you haven't seen this kind of smash up,
everyone's
watch
seen
it. It's okay. But it's so funny. And then there's one guy who's reacting that, hey, honey, how often do you think about the Romans? And he's like, every hour.
Oh no. Have you seen, there's a great...
What is the female thing, though?
There's been a lot of videos of people being like, oh, this is my Roman Empire. And a lot of people are like, oh, it's Taylor Swift or it's whatever.
Your nails. Men don't think about doing their nails.
Women don't think about doing their nails.
Oh, my God. Yulia thinks about doing her nails every 5 seconds.
Really?
She loves her nails. I do her nails.
What?
Dee Dee does nails, everybody. I paint her nails sometimes.
Well, then who the fuck is Dee Dee?
Dee Dee, me, David DeLuise. Oh.
Good night, everybody. I'm like, who the fuck is there vodka in there? Oh, no, and here, all vodka. Vodka in here.
So, yeah, there's some.
That's really cute. Dee Dee does her nails. I love that.
Dee Dee does nails, I think is what it is. But there's I did candy canes on her fingers one time, and I did a little snowman.
Do you have like that Justin had, the little calico woman?
No, I use my my reading glasses are enough,
like magnifying.
But I have the little pens. I mean, the little brushes to do the.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, if the cafe and the podcast and the acting school, if that doesn't work out,
Dee Dee.
I can paint nails.
Jen. Well, if you guys haven't been to Bigfoot Cafe, then stop at Dee Dee's Nails.
Yeah, right. I should do everybody's nails at the Bigfoot Cafe. It's also
you wouldn't be able to enjoy the opening or like enjoy.
No,
the
I meant down the road.
Oh, down
I don't
the
mean
road. Yeah,
you know, on the day of.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. It's when I do drawing or anything like that, I get kind of in my zone. So it's
I totally understand that. Very meditative. Yeah,
you know?
I totally understand that. I drawing was my first love, like drawing and painting when I was a kid. I thought I was going to be a painter. And then I was like, they don't make any money acting.
I drew an old woman's face when I was traveling Europe when I was 17. And it is so fucking good. If I remember, I'm going to post it. When this episode is out, I'll post this picture.
Yeah, post
of this
it on the Patreon.
Woman.
They would love
just
to see
just in pencil,
that.
I did it. It was
I
want to really
see
cool.
it.
Jen.
I've never seen your drawings.
Post it on the Patreon, not on the Instagram. So you come to us.
So we'll see you guys next week. And thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya soon.
Thanks so much for watching this week's episode of Wizards of Waverly Pod. If you want to watch clips from the show, you can check out the Wizards Pod Clips YouTube channel, and the link is in the description. And if you just can't get enough Wizards, join our Patreon for exclusive bonus content. The link is in the description for that as well. I'll see you guys next week.